The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante. You are listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. Today I have with me in the studio Angie Monco. Angie is, well, we call her the Mindset Maven. She works with driven females and that have a family focus and want to overcome overwhelm so that they can be a healthy role model that has impact. Angie's message helps these women deliver a new worthy self-advocate mindset and go from feeling overwhelmed and unsupported to feeling whole and deserving of happiness and health and prosperity. And that's what we all want, right?
Yes.
So for the last 15 years, Angie's been empowering women to adopt this new mindset of worthiness and giving them the confidence and the energy that they need to make a significant impact in their lives and in the lives of others, both personally and professionally. She creates a safe space through her workshops, retreats, private coaching, and online programs to help women transform. And under her guidance, many women say that they've become healthy and whole and repaired broken relationships, created new relationships, and some have even doubled and tripled their income, mm-hmm. which is pretty amazing. We would all like to do that as well, I'm sure. So Angie's an expert in mind and emotions and is a seasoned emotional freedom technique practitioner. Angie is an expert in mind and emotions and is a seasoned emotional freedom technique practitioner. She's certified in hypnosis and also certified healing code practitioner. So we'll get to all of those certifications and the science behind some of the things that she does as well. Welcome, Angie.
Thank you so much, Amanda. I'm really happy to be here today.
Well, I'm happy to have you, and I hope that our audience is as excited as I am to learn from you, especially after an intro like that. There's just so much that I think you can bring to the table to help us all to free our minds and become the best versions of ourselves.
That's true.
Yeah. So now I want to dive into, before we talk about what you do, mm-hmm. I want to talk about who you are and why you do it. So tell me about, you've had some interesting experiences that have shaped you growing up. Can you tell me a little bit about your, you know, yes. where you've come from?
Well, when I was growing up as a little girl, I was in a household where my father was abusive to my mom. And so there was a lot of tension in the household and I was scared. I was scared, you know, I didn't know how he would react when he got home, what mood he would be in. And so I ended up turning to food as a way to comfort me. The potato chips and dip and, you know, the sweet foods, you know, cookies, cakes,
something
stuff like
that's so common mm-hmm. to so many. Yeah.
That was very comforting. And so I turned to food to really help me calm that nervous tension in the household. And so as I grew up, I didn't even realize I had that problem, but I did. And it turned into compulsive eating to where what I would do is as I grew into a teenager, I would binge. So I would eat a lot of food and then I would restrict. So I would say eat a lot of chips and dip. And then I would, and this is after a full dinner, right? Later on in the evening, I would turn to the snacking, alternating eating between salty and sweet.
Mm-hmm. By the way, is such an interesting thing that you brought up because that's that yin-yang balance, mm-hmm, you know, and that mm-hmm. it's like if people don't realize if you're eating a lot of salt, your body's going to start to crave sweet to create balance. So that salty and sweet always goes together and we think it's just for fun, but there's actually a reason behind it biologically. So
I never thought about that.
Yeah, totally. So go
yeah,
on.
So I just would compulsively overeat, didn't realize I had a problem until one day, many, many, many years later, I was on a walk over lunch and I was working in corporate America and I got this idea to check out a 12-step program, OA. And I didn't even know what that stood for. So I ended up going to this 12-step program, and the day one when I went, I realized, oh my gosh, I felt like I had arrived home.
Yeah. Now tell me OA. So what does that stand for?
Overeaters Anonymous.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I realized that I had this compulsive eating addiction. It's like a food addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get out of that because when I went, I actually was pretty thin when I went into OA. It was more of the mindset that I had, what was going on in my mind. I was feeling like very critical of my body and hard on my body, thinking like it's never enough. I could never do enough. So I turned to the food to fill that void.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So OA was like a lifeline for me.
Okay. Tell me about what was that process like?
The 12-step process?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the 12 steps, well, they're 12 steps, and they're designed, it's a more of a spiritual program, not a religious one. To when you work these steps, it's like you're creating or renovating, I should say, the relationship with yourself and okay. with others and with what we call a higher power. You could define that as God or infinite intelligence or whatever you want to call it, but we call it just a power greater than ourselves. So the whole point of the 12 steps is to really refine the relationship that we have with ourselves, others, and a higher power.
Wow. You know, and I think that's really powerful to talk about that because, you know, at least in a lot of my healing journey,
mm-hmm.
the mind-body-spirit connection has been so important to realize that that is all connected and that one thing does affect another. And that, you know, and then also to realize that I was looking to external things to give me pleasure and balance when really it can and should all come from within.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And part of that is that spiritual connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Filling
mm-hmm.
ourselves up. So
exactly.
Tell me a little bit more about, you know, where you were in your life in terms of your career and some of the other things that were going on when you entered this program.
Yes. Well, I was working at AT&T at the time. And well, when I started, I got a sponsor. So that's something I didn't mention. You get a sponsor to work the steps. I got a sponsor on day one. And then within about 5 months of working the steps with this sponsor, I decided, she decided that I was ready to start sponsoring myself, sponsoring other people. And I'm like, what? No, I'm not ready. And she said, yes, you are. And so I took a leap, and at the meeting, they'll ask who here sponsors. And so you just raise your hand. So I started raising my hand, and I loved it. Like I fell right into it naturally. And within, it was about a few years, 3 or 4 years into program, someone approached me after a meeting one day. And they said, have you ever thought about being a life coach? And I'm like, a what? I'd never even heard of it. I didn't know what it was, but I thought it was intriguing. Well, I didn't do anything with that. And then a year later, another person in program approached me with, have you ever thought about being a life coach? And so she referred me to a woman in Canada. And that woman from Canada referred me to a woman a block from my house. I live in Maryland Heights. And I got with this lady. We sat down for a one-to-one, and she said at the end of our 2-hour, she came to my house, and at the end of our 2-hour conversation, she said, would you like me to teach you something called emotional freedom technique? And I said, yes, because it really resonated with me. It really, I felt like, oh my gosh, if I could only get my emotions in check, if I can manage my emotions, I could really be on to something. And so she taught me this technique called emotional freedom technique, and I was going down this certification route to become a certified life coach at this point. I was looking into it. I was looking into it, but I decided, you know, I would rather pursue EFT and not go that formal route, but get certified in something that I think that I'm a natural fit for. So I did. The next day I ordered all the training DVDs, and over the next year I practiced this technique on myself, my friends, my family, and I launched Harmony Harbor Coaching, my business, a year later, based off the premise of helping people to release weight using emotional freedom technique. So
very, very cool. And as I understand it, and you know, as I mentioned in your bio, you've helped them release a whole lot more than weight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Great. So we're going to dive in a little deeper in the next segment. So mm-hmm. stick around and we'll talk about that with Angie. So and then how did, I do want to ask, how did the the further certifications that you've gotten come along, you know, come into fruition? Like, where did you get introduced to or interested in hypnosis, for instance?
So let's see, how did that work? I was using my technique to help people with weight loss, releasing weight, and I just felt like I needed some more guidance, coaching myself. So I asked a lady who's a coach, I asked her, would you mentor me? And she said, sure. And she sent me an application to be a certified hypnotist. And so I wasn't really looking for that, but that's how she mentored people. And I ended up, and it was in 2010, getting certified as in hypnosis. Wow. And hypnotherapy.
You know, and I feel like that's something that a lot of people see as kind of, it's mystified, you know, people don't really understand it.
Right.
You know, and I think that, you know, I feel like I remember being in school and seeing, you know, they did the whole act like a chicken on stage kind of mm-hmm. thing. And it's like, okay, guys, that's not what hypnosis really is. Right. That's not what it's about. And so I really want to, you know, I want to touch on that and demystify it for people and let people understand kind of the science behind it and the fact that it is a very legitimate way for some people to address quite a few different issues, you know, health and otherwise. So, well, great. Well,
can I just say one thing?
No,
so,
please.
So basically all the modalities that I use and teach are all designed to change the subconscious mind and to change how we think so that we can change how we feel and then how we act. So the healing codes is another one that I became certified in 2014. So EFT, also known as Meridian Tapping, hypnosis and the healing codes are all designed to do the same thing. And that's why I was attracted to that.
Awesome. Thanks. That really brings it together mm-hmm. for people. And so stick around. We're going to talk more with Angie Monco, the mindset maven, and we're going to dig into some of the science behind these different techniques that she uses, talk about some of the real world implications for people that might be listening that may benefit from this. This is Amanda LaPlante. You are listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM, and we'll be right back after these messages. This is Amanda LaPlante of Get Real to Heal. You are listening to KWRH LP 92.9 FM, your community radio station in Webster Groves, Missouri.
This program is underwritten by Diversified Health and Wellness Center, located at 11042 Manchester Road in Kirkwood, and online at diversifiedhwc.com. We are a network of dedicated professionals providing a diverse array of integrated health and wellness services. Our goal is to help our clients find complete health solutions for body, mind, and spirit.
This is Amanda LaPlante. Listen to my show, Get Real to Heal, every Monday morning at 9:30 and every Friday morning at 9:30 here on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. We're back here with Angie Monco. Hi, Angie.
Hello.
All right. And we're excited to talk a little bit more about some of these different modalities that you use in your practice. Mm-hmm. So let's dive into those a little bit deeper. Where would you like to start?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, this is an electrical universe. Everything is made of energy. E equals MC squared, Einstein's equation. And these modalities that I use, I was attracted to them because I wanted to help people really make change that lasts for them, that just allows them to really have deep impact on their life and do something different.
And I like what you said there. So we are energetic beings, you know, even everything in our body, really we act on electrical impulses, right?
Right.
So it just makes sense to me, at least. And in my healing, journey and experience, I've found that the meridians really hold a lot of that, and we'll get into that in a minute.
Right.
So, yeah, and there's this emerging field is called, well, not really emerging. It's been around for quite a while, yes, and has a long history in many other cultures, mm-hmm, of being something that really can help people with massive changes in a myriad of different health issues. But it's called energy psychology, right?
Correct.
So it's, you know, and it's a mind-body approach to understanding and improving human functioning. And they call it EP for short, and it focuses on the relationship between bioenergy systems, neuro and electrical or electrophysiological processes, and mental functions involving thoughts, emotions, sensations, behavior. Mm-hmm. So let's dive in a little bit more on EFT then.
Okay. So again, EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, also known as Meridian Tapping. It's the whole idea is that all negative emotions are created by a disruption in our body's energy system. So if we're growing up and we experience some sort of trauma, that it's going to get our energy out of whack. Like if you were watching cable TV and all of a sudden the screen went blank or gray, or it's because there was a disruption. And so our energy gets disrupted too. And so when we start to tap, we get our energy flowing again. If you think of a garden hose, you know, and that you get a kink in the garden hose, well, it's not flowing at that point, right?
It's a great analogy.
Yeah. But EFT helps us to get our energy flowing again. And what that does is it feels like it's a release of, quote, negative energy, because we have positive and negative energy and it's all still energy. And so EFT, also known as this meridian tapping, what we do is we stimulate these energy meridians around the body. There are nine of them in particular that I use, these meridians. And what it does is it's like acupuncture, but no needles. So if you think of acupuncture that's been around for thousands and thousands of years, well, this is like that, only we're not putting needles, we're using acupressure on these meridian points around the body. Mm-hmm. And so when you stimulate them, it helps you to calm the nervous system. It helps you to calm the fight or flight or freeze response that we have in the amygdala. Mm. So it's really powerful.
And that's something that I think it's important for people to understand. Now, there have been some studies that I've read where EFT has helped people to lower cortisol levels.
Yes.
Cortisol, of course, being the stress hormone, mm-hmm, you know, and the amygdala being basically the epicenter of, mm-hmm, of our fight or flight response system that then stimulates cortisol production, et cetera. And the thing is, in modern society, a lot of people don't think about, you know, this amygdala, this part of our brain was developed to, you know, to save us whenever we needed to run from a tiger.
Right.
But our body doesn't always know the difference between a tiger and, say, some of the modern stresses that we're experiencing that have really become chronic. We're so busy and we're so stressed and overworked and out of balance that we're constantly in a state of stress. And this really was designed, you know, the amygdala and all of these little responses that we've developed to survive were really only meant to be used in short bursts. Mm-hmm. So this chronic state is really an issue. And so, yeah, so talk to us some more about
EFT,
how this relates.
So the EFT helps to calm down that response. It helps to, when we can be calm and relaxed, we can think more clearly. We
Absolutely.
Can be more productive. And then when we have more of these positive emotions, we can get in touch with our passion, what our purpose is. But if we're always in that fight or flight, we're just always reactive. We're living in reactive mode.
Absolutely. And it's so nice whenever, you know, I know in my own experience, being able to free up that stress response and get into that relaxation response, you know, that parasympathetic system, I'm able to follow my intuition better.
Right.
Decisions are easier. Mm-hmm. A lot of things in life are easier.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So talk to me a little bit more about, you know, where have you seen great success with this practice, you know, in your practice? Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say that all of these healing modalities do the same thing. Mm. Okay. Even
okay.
hypnosis. And we can go into more if you want on that. But
great.
The results have been in various areas. For example, with health. So I've seen people, because of that mind-body connection, when they begin to feel more calm and more collected, more clear about who they are, then it's going to affect their health. And I love to focus on relationships and really breaking those codependent bonds that we have with people. And when I say codependent, I mean that need to rescue or enable other people, try to be responsible for their happiness. And when we can start breaking those bonds, those codependency patterns, then it really does affect our happiness levels. We feel more empowered. And when we feel more empowered, it affects our health and it affects our ability to earn money. And it affects our identity. It affects everything. So it has to start with that clarity and that calmness. And so all those different healing modalities can help with that.
That's great. And I've certainly seen that in my own relationship as I've, you know, been on this journey and recovered. And we've been able to decrease codependence and and really be able to flourish as individuals, but within this wonderful bond.
Right.
So yeah, that's right. Great.
Can I say something about something that I teach? And this is a term that I gave. It's called worthy self-advocate. And this is very much tied in with relationships, because that's my specialty, my forte, my love. And so what is a worthy self-advocate? So if you think of a spectrum, and on the left side of the spectrum, we have narcissism, where narcissism is that we're very self-absorbed, and we're pretty much into it's all about me, okay, when we're in that narcissistic side. And we all have this. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have codependency. So that's it's all about the other person, and we're always trying to enable and rescue and be responsible for others.
And I'm sure we can all recognize points in our lives where we've been on one end or the other of that spectrum.
Absolutely. We all do. We range in and out of both sides of the spectrum every day. So the worthy self-advocate falls right in the center, and they are balanced. I'm a Libra, so that, you know,
kind
of makes
it.
Sense.
Yeah.
And so the worthy self-advocate is going to be themselves, because we're always talking about, I want to be myself. I want to show up and I want to be authentic and this and that. So we can be ourselves without becoming too self-absorbed, without becoming a narcissist, where we can speak up, be really honest about what we think and feel without becoming too self-absorbed. And then we can also have those healthy relationships with other people without becoming codependent. So that's the where the healthy middle ground is of a worthy self-advocate.
That is a beautiful, beautiful sweet spot to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, okay, let's talk about the next modality that you use, which is hypnosis.
Sure. So I got certified in 2010, and it made sense, because a lot of people are familiar with hypnosis, whereas they had not heard of EFT. So it had that name brand recognition with hypnosis. And basically what we do with hypnosis is we bypass the conscious mind and we work with the subconscious. So if you think of that iceberg analogy, the part that sticks out of the water, is the top part is the conscious mind, also known as the ego. Mm-hmm. And that's the part of our mind that judges, that analyzes, gets into analysis paralysis. And then underneath the water, in this metaphor of the iceberg, is the largest part of our mind, which is the subconscious. And that is the part that really drives our behavior, because all of our emotions are housed there. All of our beliefs are housed in the subconscious. So with hypnosis, we simply put someone into a relaxed state through that they're both concentrating and relaxing at the same time. So if you've ever been driving down the freeway, you missed your exit, you're in a daydream state. Mm. And you can still hear, you can still be aware on a certain level, but it's subconscious. And that's because you're such in a relaxed state of concentration and focus and relaxation at the same time. That's hypnosis. It's an alpha brainwave state. And so we bypass that conscious analytical mind that tries to trip us up a lot of times, and we work with the subconscious through offering suggestions to them verbally. And we can make great changes, because the subconscious is really running about 99% of our results in life.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. That's fascinating. So tell me about some of the conditions for which you have successfully used hypnosis.
With weight loss. So I have weight loss clients with relationships and the codependency issues as well, helping to empower people with snoring.
Snoring, really?
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
Sleep apnea, fingernails, stop smoking cessation.
I think a lot of people have heard of that one.
Yes.
Certainly, yeah.
Stress management. Those are pretty much, and pain. There's also pain and sickness. You know, sickness is one thing that we can become addicted to as well. Like
that's actually, there is a wonderful book that I've been reading by Joe Dispenza, kind of Unbecoming Ourselves, basically. I forget what the name of it is, but look up Joe Dispenza. He's got some good stuff. And yeah, he really talks a lot about how we can become addicted to negative emotions, mm-hmm. just like we can become addicted to a lot of other things because they give us a hit of adrenaline or a hit of these different hormones that are addictive.
Right.
So yeah, that's interesting that you could hypnotize your way out of that.
Absolutely. We have to feel worthy and deserving of a change. Otherwise, we won't make it.
Fair enough.
And that's the way with just so many things. So there's a lot of secondary benefits to being sick or being overweight or whatever it is that we're trying to get away from. So
absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, and just healing and taking back your life, whatever it takes to get there. I just, I want to open people's minds to different things that they may want to try that, you know, just get people to get open to the fact that not the same thing doesn't work the same way for every person. There are a lot of different things out there to try.
Right.
And this could be something that works very well for some people with these different conditions we've mentioned.
Exactly.
Very cool. So some of the other basic tenets, we just have a couple minutes left, but some of the other basic tenets of your practice, if you want to just kind of...
Well, one of them is stay on your side of the street. And this just means that so often, especially with codependencies, when people come to me, they'll always start off like complaining about another person. And I always say, stay on your side of the street because you don't control what anyone does around you. All you do, you can manage your own emotions and your own thoughts. And so I just encourage them to stay on their side of the street, which is just a metaphor for mind your own business because we're a full-time job ourselves.
Amen to that.
Yes, yes. That's one of them. Another one is honestly communicating our needs and desires without blaming the other person. A lot of people do not feel comfortable stating what it is that they think, what they want, because they think that someone's going to judge them, they're not going to like them, or whatever it is. And so I teach, if you can do that in a tactful way without blaming the other person for how you feel or what you think, then you can be much more effective. So that's part of setting healthy boundaries for ourselves. Honestly communicating. These are all really foundational for what I teach.
Absolutely. People. Absolutely. Yeah. And I know in my health coaching practice, that's something that it often comes up in conversation with clients. So nice to know that there's someone out there that can dive in a little deeper on that as well. We do get into it, but this is a wonderful resource that I can see a lot of benefit for a lot of the people that I've worked with as well. So, thank you so much for being with me today, Angie. This is Angie Monco. And if you want to just give a little information on how people can reach you.
Sure. I do teach a class every month. It's on using this emotional freedom technique. It's called Frontier to Your Freedom. So just keep that in mind. If anybody's interested, it's the second Thursday. And so you can contact me at angie@harmonyharbor.com. Harmony, just like it sounds, harbor, harbor.com. And my website is harmonyharbor.com. My phone number is 314-422-6520.
Great. Thanks again, Angie.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. Feel free to find me online at facebook.com/getrealtoheal or at getrealtoheal.net.